The issue of cervical cancer is a real problem for the women of our Commonwealth and of our nation. I've spoken about this before, as I've said. It's one of the most common cancers, of course, specifically for women, but it's also one of the most preventable. This is one where young adults, both men and female, by the way, can have a vaccination for human papillomavirus, which is the primary cause of cervical cancer. So it is something that we could prevent if we continue to encourage young people to have that particular vaccination. 4,000 people die annually of this disease, and I just read some information on this morning. If you'll indulge me, I'd like to talk about it for a minute. It was an article in the New York Times about a study that was done that found some alarming information about cervical cancer. The death rate is considerably higher than previously estimated, and the disparity in death rates between black women, women of color, and white women is significantly wider than we thought they were in the past. The rate at which black American women are dying from the disease is comparable to that of women in third world countries. In this country, we should not have that type of health care. That should not be the situation. And what makes it really, really disturbing is the fact when screening guidelines and follow-up monitoring are pursued, despite the vaccination, which really is not very widely available in many places, cervical cancer is largely preventable. I bring this information up, Mr. President, because as we stand here today, the Affordable Care Act is on life support, so to speak. We're not sure what will be done in the federal government to ensure that people have health care. But what we do know is that in Pennsylvania, through Medicaid expansion, as a part of the Affordable Care Act, we were able to offer health care for women of low income levels. And that certainly includes women of all genders or races, but certainly women of color as well. So this really gives me pause for concern, because this is a cancer that's preventable. Without adequate health care for women, this may be something that we see even more alarming death rates in the future. So, again, I want to bring awareness to this preventable disease, Mr. President. And I wear teal today, actually, because that is the color of the ribbon for cervical cancer awareness. Thank you very much.